It's 27 minutes after 5 Central African time. It's the 19th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1443. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome our beloved senior respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 19th of Zulhijjah, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, we focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, regarding the various prophets and messengers, alayhimu salatu salam, peace be upon them. And the verses we will focus on today is chapter 21, verses 76 and 77. وَنُوحًا. Today we speak about Noah and the Ark. وَنُوحًا. And we sent Noah. His honorable name is mentioned 43 times in a noble Quran. Chapter 71 is dedicated to this mighty messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ آمًا. He stayed with them for 950 years as enshrined in a noble Quran. Is nada min qabl, when he cried, he petitioned, he begged Almighty Allah before, Ya Allah, I invited my people, Layla wa nahara, night time, day time, in khalwa and jalwa, in privacy and public, but they would cover their faces and say, they don't want to see me, and insert their fingers in their ears. Then the last resort, chapter 54, and verse number 10, and what he did, فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِيرٌ. And he cried to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm overpowered. Ya Allah, I'm overwhelmed. فَانْتَصِيرْ, you defend me, you help me, O beloved Allah. Lo and behold, when a Nabi, a mighty messenger cries, Almighty Allah, send the deluge and the floods. From the top the rain came, from the bottom we find that all the springs and everything, the water started gushing out, and all the enemies drowned. Whether it was his wife, whether it was his son, whole lot dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, as enshrined in the noble Quran. وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَى مِنْ قَبْلُ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. And we accepted his supplication. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, using the royal pronoun, a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping his authority, majesty and sovereignty, we accepted his dua, and we will let the people know that who is on the haq and the truth, and who is on batil and falsehood. Today Europe, with all their technology, with their nuclear and the sweltering heat, what can they do? So that is Almighty Allah, Kudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. فَاسْتَجَبَنَا لَهُ فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ And we rescued him, we saved him. 40 days they stayed in the safina, in the ark, according to the ulama. وَأَهْلَهُ وَأَهْلَهُ does not mean only his family, excluding his wife and his son. It means his followers. وَمَا آمَنَ مَأَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ More than 900 years, only 82 people embraced Iman and Islam and accepted the message of the messenger. So Prophet Noah, peace be upon him, and his 80 plus minus approximately followers. Min al-karbil azim, from the huge calamity, disaster, catastrophe. Karbala. I told you last night about Karbala, the Maidan et Tufuf, and this was there in Iraq, where Sayyidina Hussein, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved grandson of the master, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu arda, was martyred by the Kuffar Shias, min al Karbil Azim, and this was from a huge disaster. وَنَصَرْنَاهُ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا And we assisted him. See, Allah is using the royal pronoun to stamp his authority. Only we can do this against those people who rejected our verses. They would make a mockery. They would laugh and mock and scoff at him. That what are you building this safina and this ark and boat and so forth? Kullama marra alayhi mala'um min qawmihi sakhiru min. So he would tell them, don't worry, for so fata'alamun. Soon you will come to know. Innahum kanu, his people, the people of Noah, qawm asawin, they were evil people and evil nation, and they rejected the message and the messenger, like today's secularists, Zionists, capitalists, democratics, people. So they reject the message and the messenger. They reject the revelation. Fa'aghraqnahum ajma'in. Hence, you see the far there, therefore, subsequently, we drowned them in the deluge and in the flood, ajma'in, all of them. Not one of them survived. His son said, Sa'awi ila jabali ya'asimuni min al-ma. I will climb on the tallest, highest mountain, and I'll be safe from the water. One wave came, tsunami came, and then min al-mughraqin, he also drowned and despaired to the hellfire. By Allah, no one has affinity. Now, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam's father sent to hellfire. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam's son and wife dispatched to the hellfire. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam's wife dispatched to the hellfire. So Almighty Allah is teaching us, we have to beg, petition Almighty Allah that we remain on the truth with Iman and Islam, and we die on that as well. Let's give you some news, new interviews and international news. In Pakistan, Imran Khan is back on the trail, and mashallah, he's back to becoming the prime minister. We hope this year, otherwise next year, inshallah. He won with a landslide victory in the biggest province of Pakistan, Punjab. And remember, the current government are the corrupted lot. They are the ones imported by the Western powers. Each one of them receives million more or less dollars and not rupees. So they are corrupted. Remember, you make no mistake of that. You go to India, US and the Western powers are trying to pressurize India that you must move away from Russia and come nearer to us. But the more they are applying pressure on India, remember, the nearer and more deals are being done with Russia. So that is the politics, you know, that they see the gas is coming, the oil is coming, this is coming, the wheat is coming. So everything they get at discount price, so why not? So that is a good move. We disagree with India on many issues, especially with the treatment against the Muslims and so forth. But on this, from a political perspective, it's a good move on behalf of India. Then we go, remember, to Iraq, and we see that Muqtada Sadr, and these are all Shias, so Muqtada Sadr and Nuri Maliki. One side is the so-called religious leader of the Kufar Shia and their leader. He told him, you must pack up and go into retirement and don't come here now. You are gone like senile. So they having a big debate and argument, confrontation, Muqtada Sadr and Nuri Maliki. For us, both of them our enemies. And the last one, remember the sweltering heat there you find in France and UK and Spain and where, and it's spreading in Western Europe. And now they don't know what to do. So we ask them, what's your degrees? They say 37, 39, 41, 42. So we experience that, and everything goes on as normal. You go Makkah, Mukarrama, Madinah, Munawwara, I experience 50, 55 degrees myself. And Alhamdulillah, life carries on as normal. But Allah Ta'ala is punishing these Westerners. Therefore, Tony Blair, the war criminal, said that the Western dominance is waning in the world. Now, it's finished, Tony Blair, Bush, Blair, all of you. The day of justice will come for you. And I hope it's in this world. And you will not get away with impunity. And you should be hanged in public Islamically for the crimes you committed in Iraq, and that is murdering and killing our people, more than 1 million of them. Today our programs 8:30 to 9 with Mona Zahid Khan. Make dua for Mona Zahid Khan's father that he suffered a stroke. Allah Jalla Wala grant him shifa-e kamil.
Ameen.
And remember that 8:30 to 9, he has Mr. Peter, the private investigator. So he will be discussing issues with Mozaid and Mozaid with him. And then, inshallah, 11 to 12 with Sirius FM and Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, bless of marriage. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. May Almighty Allah make it easy and accept it.
Ustaz, listen to this one, yeah. This is Brother Arthur. He says, morning to you, AK. Why majority of terrorists are Muslims? Why AK? Hamas Muslims, ISIS Muslims.
Okay. So,
and he said, Ustaz, and you still want us to bring faith in your religion? I'm recording you, AK. Please don't hate me. It's a question for you to answer me. Arthur, Ustaz.
No one hates you. I'm grateful to you. I opened the floor for you, for all you non-Muslims. You don't have to apologize. And we do not take any offense. You see, my brother Arthur, which news are you looking at? You look at your CNN, you look at your BBC, you look at your Fox, you look at all the Western media. I pose to you 4 questions, and then you tell me who are the super terrorists. Did you know France occupied Algeria for more than 130 years? They raped that country, and they stole everything they could. Do you know France occupied, you must remember, that Tunisia for 75 years? Do you know about this, Arthur? Go and read the history of the white man. America killed millions of red Indians and natives and indigenous people. Do you know about that, Brother Arthur? Therefore, they don't want to speak about their history, and they do not teach their true history in their schools in America. I've been twice there. Me, I'm a small-time journalist also, my Brother Arthur. We just play like a simple Simon, you know. But our eyes are wide open, and we see this is what the white man is doing. Have you been to Australia and go and see what the white man did and how they destroyed the Aborigines? I met them and I've interviewed them and spoke to them. Did you go to New Zealand and ask the Maoris how the white man and what they did to them? Your reset and your new world order is white hegemony. So remember that the whites must rule. But Almighty Allah says, no, we're going to punish them more and more. You take your apartheid regime of Israel, the rogue and terrorist and Nazi regime, 74 years occupation. So when you occupy somebody's land against international law, what will you call them? I call them super terrorists. Arthur, don't look at it. Catching you hook, line and sinker, and you thinking just like them. Go and sift out the true news. They want you to understand, and already you fell into the trap that West is the best and white is right. We say no, that today the whites must learn there. What you did in South Africa, What did the Nationalist Party do? I was born in apartheid. They came to our house, they came to our shop, and they told my parents I was a very young boy. I was happy we got a new house and a new shop. We don't understand the real politics. They told my parents, Yelamut Nadi Kulidorp Tuhan, you must pack up now. And they were crying. So, who are the terrorists, my brother Arthur? So come and speak about the real terrorists. Islam is a magnet. Why are you waking up so early, Arthur, to listen to me? Why? Arthur, what you say? So my neighbor was Arthur Moonsami. So we don't speak about the Moonsamis. We speak about the truth, my brother Arthur. You got it now, Arthur? So you, the Westerners, are not terrorists. You are the super terrorists. And everyone's history, go and study Britain occupying India and everywhere for more than 100 years and murdering and looting the country, plundering them. So don't come and tell us about this colonialist and what they doing now in Congo, what they are doing here. Regarding Al-Qaeda, regarding ISIS, regarding Shabab, they are all financed by the West. They are agents of the West. We don't even consider them to be true Muslims because they are traitors and paid by the West. You know, the money is sweeter than the honey.
He says, thanks for clearing my doubts, Ustad Arthur.
Yes, now Arthur, you have to move away from that. You better start seeing what the Russians have to say. You better start seeing other news medias, and then you will come to know the real news. Remember that.
Somebody says, Ustad, listen to this one here. San Francisco. He says, good. Assalamu alaikum, dear Mufti. My wife is in the army. She comes home for 1 week every 4 months. In this time, I took a second wife. She came home early in time for my wedding and asked for a divorce on the stage. Can she do this? I am Mubin from San Francisco, Ustad.
San Francisco, we're the one. San Francisco, we know, is the headquarters of the gays, and that is where AIDS started and so forth. So remember that what's wrong with you, Mubin? How can you allow your wife to go there to the U.S. Army? How many Muslims maybe she killed? And Allah alone knows. And that, look at the impact it has on your matrimonial life and so forth. You say in 4 months she comes once a week or 1 week in 4 months or whatever the case is. Is that the normal situation or an abnormal situation? So remember that 100% she got the right to ask for divorce because both of you are guilty. She is guilty for working in the U.S. Army, which we consider to be a terrorist army. And remember that you are wrong. Why did you allow her to go there? So both of you are wrong, and you got fed up because you said no, that you're still a young man, you're still firing on all cylinders, so you took a wife, so she was just jealous, so she came on the stage, and she said, give me a divorce now. So finish, give her one divorce, one talaq, a buy-in, and in that way she go her way, and you go your way, and remember, you also are guilty of allowing her to go and serve on the U.S. Army.
Subhanallah. I see Mervin says, I spoke the truth about Islam. So even though I'm not a Muslim, I was asked if I believe that Islam is the true religion, I should step down. That is exactly what I did. Mervin, Ustad.
100% Mervin. You see the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had a paternal uncle. His name Abu Talib. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's father. When they asked him, so what is Islam? What is the message of the messenger? He said it's 100% the truth. So I know it is the truth. Then why you don't want to accept Islam? So Abu Talib, the question was posed. He said that no, my colleagues and my, you know, peers, they will say I was frightened of the fire. So even at the time of death, when he was in the throes of death, so he then, the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, Ya Abu Talib, oh Abu Talib, read the kalima, become Muslim, I'll intercede for you. He read poetry that ikhtartu nar Al-Ar, Nar and Ar, I choose the fire over disgrace. So my brother Mervin, Islam is not Jannah, Islam is Manna. I spoke Urdu there, I spoke Hindi there. Islam is not only knowing, Islam is to accept from the inner recesses of our heart that Islam is the only true religion, and every prophet and messenger that came to the Mother Earth, remember that from Adam right to Jesus, peace be upon him, the last prophet of the Israelites, and the final and last messenger and prophet for all time, all places, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, everyone's religion was Islam, and they were propagating Islam. So you have to take the next step, Mervin. Tomorrow we all have to die. Then what will we tell our Creator? Think about that. We will answer on our own, for our own deeds and our own actions and speech.
I see Jeremy Ustad, he says that, give me one reason why should I hate the Americans, but from your Holy Bible, Jeremy Ustad.
So the Holy Bible, meaning our Quran Kareem, states when people are zalims, when people are oppressors and people are, you know, tetanpot dictators, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ, that when people are the zalims and the oppressors, you must never ever get inclined to them. Because what will happen if you get inclined to them, then you will be punished and land up in the hellfire. And then once that happens, then no one can help you. So that is what the Quran Sharif is teaching us. So my brother, today you know the Americans are the biggest terrorists. They murdered and killed over 1 million people there. Remember in Iraq, how many million people are they going to kill? In Palestine, over the 74 years, when the world sees all the terrorism of Israel, then America is always there to veto. So are they not guilty of a crime, my brother? You should be the one to speak of justice. That is our message for one and all, that you must be a people who look for justice. And then you will realize that the Western people only speak of human rights. You know, when he met Murtad bin Salman, Murtad bin Shaitan, MBS, so he asked him about Jamal Khashoggi and so forth. So he, MBS, then Murtad bin Shaitan asked him, what you did in Abu Ghraib, what you did there in Iraq, then what you all did there with Shirin Abu Akila, and so forth and so on. So all this happened, remember. I should be the one to tell Biden, you're speaking too much. What are you doing in your backyard? You got our people there. You had 400, you had 600. Now it's 40 or less than 40, 36, 38 in Guantanamo Bay. Where is their human rights? Where is their due process? Who are the real criminals? So there, you want the verse, my brother? Chapter 11 and verse 113. Never side with the zalim and the oppressor and the tinpot dictator. Therefore, we say America are super terrorists. And therefore, we say even Murtad bin Shaitan, MBS, he's a tinpot dictator and has to be removed. So that is our message, is consistent, whether it is for the Muslim countries or Arab countries or the Arab, or the country from America and the West. So you are the biggest terrorists and occupiers and dictators, but you know how to sell your goods, that you go for causes, you study oratory, you know masses are S's, how you can swing them this way and that way. So that is them. Let me tell you something. That, do you know Trump and his party are already working where the Republicans are ruling? I've been to America twice. 50 states they have there. And now the states where the Republicans are in power and Trump is there, and he is now urging them, we must secede, we must move out of United States of America, and we make our own countries. So that is on the cards, my brother. And you will see it happening in our lifetime. It will no more be United States of America. It will be divided states of America. That is my story and your story and American story. Go read what happened in the South and what they did to the Africans and the natives. I don't know how much you know of American history, brother.
I see Bobby says, AK, Please pray for our country. You are a man of God. Your prayers are powerful. Our country is going down to the dogs. Bobby Ustad.
One thing you have to add there is not going down to the dogs. It already is gone to the dogs. Remember, I say that, and yesterday I sent out a message to on all the people on my groups. These actors and that, I'm not interested in them, but this one guy is an actor. He said, what is the definition of stupid? Question. I sent it to you also, Mona Arafat, last night.
Tuesday.
So, what is the definition of stupid? He said, you see the wrong, you experience the wrong, you know the wrong, and yet you vote the ANC. Good definition he made. I agree with him. So, remember that, my brother, that I say apartheid was a crime against humanity. But what we're seeing now, that everything is gone to the dogs, whether it is politically, whether everybody fighting court cases. My simple question is, Zondo Commission, 1 billion, 2 billion, 3 billion, how much you spent, Allah alone knows. How come all the big wigs, none of them are in prison? They should all be imprisoned. Remember, if they found guilty, then they should be sent to prison. But you find all the small fish are gone to prison and the big fish are getting fatter and so forth. So politically they destroyed the country. Economically they destroyed. Who's going to invest in a country where you got load shedding every day, every second day, every second week? Then economically, socially, politically, and remember your education, your medical, your education, your matric certificate is not worth the paper on which is written. 33%, 40% pass. Do you really think the Western countries, they'll take that certificate and throw it in a waste paper basket? And our hospitals, an absolute disgrace and shame. Who can go to the government hospital unless a person doesn't have option? Nobody will want to go there. So to me, this government is a disaster for everybody, whether you white, pink, green, yellow, Indian, black, whatever you want to call yourself, that is a disaster. But we still stay in South Africa. Why we stay? Because inshallah we can make a positive change, and inshallah we are with Allah's help. See how many non-Muslims are listening. And we thank all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar, and we thank the Capital Group. This was a wonderful thing, and Allah put in our head that, you know what, this morning program, let the non-Muslims ask, and ask whatever you want, and don't apologize. We take no offense.
I see the two brothers from America who accepted Islam, Ustad. I don't know if you do remember them. He says, I lost my job because of defending Islam. I joined the religion and Allah granted me even the best job. Abdurrahman Curtis from America and my brother chose the name Abdullah. We are brothers. Ibrahim Anderson helped us. You remember, Ustad?
I remember very well Abdullah, Abdurrahman, and we thank our brother Ibrahim Anderson as well. MashaAllah, he was a priest. He embraced Islam. He has become an ambassador. In my last trip to Durban, he was waiting for me, and we met, and I hugged him, and I told him, we make so much dua for you. You see, my brother, this is what you must always read. When you go through the challenges of life, then always open Quran. I'm giving you the verses. You, my brothers, Abdullah, Abdurrahman, write down chapter 8, verse 17. Chapter 8, verse 70. إِيَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. When there's goodness in your heart, you got true iman, true faith, true conviction, and things are taken away from you. They fire you, they tell you must resign, or you retrench, or whatever. So يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ. Almighty Allah will give you something much, much better and superior compared to that which was taken away from you. Not only that, Allah shows us His benevolence, His grace, His mercy. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and He forgives you. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Almighty Allah is of forgiving, very merciful. Chapter 8, Surah Anfal, the booty and the spoils of war, and verse 70, and read chapter 21. We're coming to it in this week on next week, and verse 87, and what you find there, the dua, supplication. We are human beings, we have emotions, we have feelings, we go through the vicissitudes and challenges and ups and downs of life. So read abundantly, La ilaha ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min az-zalimin. Truly there is none worthy of worship but you alone, O Almighty Allah. Subhanak, everlasting glory, perfection is for you. You transcend every weakness, every defect, every shortcoming. You're more perfect than the word perfect, Ya Allah. Inni kuntu min az-zalimin. I am the wrongdoer. I am the sinner. For us, that is the translation. We ordinary mortals and people. When you read this abundantly, chapter 21, verse 87, the dua and supplication of Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, wa najaynahu min al-gham. Allah says, we rescued and saved him from the worry, sorry, anxiety. Wa kadhalika nunjil mu'minin. And similarly, we will rescue and save you, the believers, as well. So do that, my brother Abdullah Abdul Rahman, and every day, half a dollar, minimum. What I mean, go and put a smile on somebody's face. Maulana, let me tell you something which I know you don't know. When I went to America, you know we go here to the filling stations. What we say? We say put petrol, place diesel. And then we say fagalomoya. We say put the air, right? We say gwalisa, fill up, and then you fagalomoya. We say put the air. They know air business. They tell you per tire, quarter dollar.
Yeah,
in America it's like that. They charge you for everything. So that they tell you four tires, $1. So you, my brother, I'm telling you half a dollar. Every day you must spend in the path of Allah. That's minimum. And thank Almighty Allah for all His recurring bounties and favors. Last question.
I see Ajib Yusuf, he says he's shocked about that, Ustad, about the dollar. My name is Lina, Ustad. What makes Islam a true religion? Because I see everyone wants to join you, sir. And how old are you, sir? From Balito, Sister Lina, Ustad.
But I'm not available, Sister Lina. You're proposing to me? I'm old and cold, my sister. I'm tired and retired now. So anyway, my sister, I want you, first we start with your name, Lina, right? Chapter 59, Ma qata'atum min linatin. So it means the superior type of dates. So you, my sister Lina, your name is in the Quran. What you say about that? Chapter 59, verse 5. So the superior quality, premium quality of dates. Wonderful name. Why Islam people find it a magnet? We are the only people in the world who have a constitution, the noble Quran, and no addition, no omission, no interpolation. You, my sister Lina, Google it, Quran made easy, in two volumes, volume 1 and 2, and you will see the person's name is written there, Mufti Afzal Hussain, H-O-O-S-E-N, and Afzal A-F-Z-A-L. So Mufti, you go there, and you just procure a copy, and you read it. And you also will find solace in Islam. Allah guide you, my sister Lina. Me, I'm not available. And I'm old and cold. I'm already in my mid-60s, my sister Lina. Allah bless you, Ameen, and guide you. Next up, inshallah, we have brother Uwaisi. And Uwaisi will render the news, inshallah. And thereafter, the Fajr Adhan. And thereafter, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.